Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Michael Liberty, who is the founder of Mozito and chairman of its global strategic initiatives. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So we're here today to chat a little bit about the big announcement, Mozito's acquisition of the majority ownership in CoreFire, which is a mobile commerce platform that's probably most famous for its platform enablement of the Dunkin' Donuts mobile application. So, Michael, congratulations, first of all. But my question to you is, why CoreFire, and what did you buy? The technology, the people, the customer list, what did you get?
Well, you know, first off, you know, CoreFire is owned by SK, you know, CMT from Korea, which is a world-class, you know, technology company, just to be a carrier. And, you know, we're acquiring, I guess, a little bit of everything. You know, CoreFire has got a fantastic, you know, engineering team, both stateside and in Korea. And what CoreFire technology does, it expands Mozito's capability for payment card tokenization, postcard emulation, or HCE, as it's referred to, and secure element in the cloud. These capabilities are essential to enable consumer adoption of mobile payments around the world. With CoreFire added to Mozito's recent worldwide partnership with MasterCard, we're extremely well positioned to emerge as the global leader in mobile commerce. You know, Mozito has been building a mobile payment cloud-based platform around the world. To truly be a commerce company, you have to have a world-class payment apparatus. And we've been focused on building the foundational underpinning of what we believe to be one of the dominant mobile commerce plays in the world. We work ubiquitously on any carrier spectrum around the world, including USSD, and we also work on any handset, whether it's a, you know, Android or Apple or Java J2ME or traditional, you know, SIM card phone. So we try to be very thoughtful about what we're doing and quiet about what we're doing to go execute and not talk about stuff, but just go do it.
Well, you've been quiet about it for sure. I think this announcement will really bring a lot of attention to what you've described, what you've been doing over the years. Why your interest in the merchant retail aspect of mobile commerce? When I think about what Mozito has been doing a lot of work around, it's been bringing financial services and a platform to the developing economy in an effort to bring financial inclusion to those individuals in those markets. This seems to be a bit different of a focus for you, or is it?
You know, it's part of the holistic ecosystem approach. You know, there's been many financial inclusion initiatives that have not really taken off with any great success. And the reason is because they haven't created ecosystems. They've created one-off financial inclusion initiatives that don't really enrich the lives of consumers. By having a holistic approach and having a merchant agent network tied to the payments and financial services, as well as tying in consumer packaged good companies, to be able to deliver seamlessly an experience for an unbanked consumer, to enter the world's ecosystem and suddenly be able to redeem coupons, and to be able to become part of the world's ecosystem of commerce. That's truly what it takes to bring financial inclusion a success. And that's what we've been focused on doing. So we've been building the foundational underpinning, doing the perfunctory things that are described currently as financial inclusion, but then evolving it through the whole B2B2C ecosystem, which involves merchant agent engagement. And the merchants have to be engaged, and they need to be inspired by having revenue-generating opportunities off that discipline. And so what CoreFire has done for us is it allows us to take all of our multifaceted ubiquitous services and emerge as a leader in providing these new services for the smartphone market so that as these, you know, services evolve, it becomes a holistic ecosystem. So we can start at the lowest end of the spectrum in Africa, or in Latin America, or India, or the Middle East, and we can migrate all the way across the board spectrum to the full rich media experience. And that's what we strive to do, and CoreFire also, you know, facilitates that. CoreFire also has been really the market leader in best in class in quick service restaurants, along with us. We've been knocking heads toe to toe. And with the CoreFire acquisition, I believe Mozito emerges as the market leader worldwide in the quick service restaurant solution from an end-to-end perspective.
Well, I think that's a really interesting market to really get situated in with respect to mobile commerce, because it builds the habituation that I think consumers really need in order to adopt anything different than what they're doing today, whether they're paying cash at those establishments or whether they're using their debit card. But I want to get back to something you just said, which is there really haven't been a lot of successful initiatives in the emerging market. I agree with you. It's still very early days for the broader mobile commerce marketplace as well. And I think we're seeing a lot of intensity now with the launch of Apple Pay, you know, certainly PayPal's efforts, Visa, MasterCard. A lot of big players are focused now very strategically on dominating their mobile commerce vision for the world. How is Mozito going to position itself in this ecosystem? What makes you unique?
Well, I think we're unique in the sense that we're the only company in the world that actually builds a complete ecosystem. It's B2B2C. We facilitate payment services for consumer packaged good companies like Coca-Cola and others to get rid of the cash out of the system because the logistics of handling, you know, dollar gifts is very expensive, and merchants have a problem with being interrupted 22 times a week by, you know, CPGs interrupting their business flow. So that product, you know, is a really dynamic product. It gives the merchant something special because now they can do dynamic loyalty rewards execution, get paid for delivery of coupons and loyalty rewards, geofenced marketing and advertising, which creates commerce. And then ultimately, the activation of mobile wallets with consumer engagement. Merchants are the best place to get consumer engagement because they essentially act as a virtual, you know, bank teller where they can activate that wallet. We're a white label service provider, so we're agnostic to what bank it is or what carrier it is. We facilitate that consumer getting his activation on whatever device and whatever bank or whatever stored value account they choose to have. So we take a holistic approach to it. There are a lot of players that do one piece of that which we do. So we embrace all existing forms of payment. But we think that an ecosystem business model is what's going to be the winning recipe ultimately in this as well as in commerce. If you have ubiquity and interoperability on a global basis, you have something special because it gives a good consumer experience. You know,
I would agree with that. The ecosystem approach is very powerful because you provide assets that others can leverage and take and use for their own particular purposes in their environment, and you just get the benefit of all of their innovation as well. Who do you think will be most interested in taking advantage of your platform? Obviously, there are lots of different stakeholders in mobile commerce and payments. Is this more of a merchant-focused initiative, carrier-focused initiative? What are your thoughts?
Well, we'd like to think that, you know, we create value for everybody within the ecosystem. We're not out trying to disintermediate existing legacy industries. We're trying to enhance them using technology as a powerful tool to enhance their existing business by lowering cost structure, increasing distribution, and, you know, just creating a better user experience. So there's a whole host of people that we think we add value to. The card companies we certainly add value to. We provide a new platform that gets them, you know, in places they never dreamed of. You know, retailers that want to be able to conduct retail commerce transactions to unbanked consumers opens up an entire new audience of over 2 billion people that today aren't part of the world ecosystem. They're not part of commerce because they have no way to participate. So in addition to providing services and products that enrich the lives of the financially disenfranchised 2 billion people of the world and bring them into an ecosystem of hope and opportunity, which ultimately leads them to commerce, we think that we provide a great platform for CPGs to go direct to consumer, which is really the holy grail in advertising, and we provide that capability today. You know, the merchants, we enhance the merchant's life because we have a inventory management software that we provide merchants that allows a small store that has 1,000 SKUs to now manage their inventory and increase their sales by as much as 30% through better inventory management and better sell-through and a seamless checkout model. So we just think that the market's very early, right? And so, you know, in order to have a big harvest, you got to plant a big crop and you got to prepare the field for it and plant the seeds. And so we're all doing it. And I think that, you know, some great breakthroughs have happened to the industry. You know, Apple's announcement is, at the end of the day, very positive for the industry, although it's in the early phases of what ultimately it'll turn out to be. And, you know, Starbucks, I'm a huge fan of Howard Schultz as an innovator and a dynamic individual. And what he's done with Starbucks is validated that consumer engagement through loyalty is a very, very, very attractive form. Whether you're a successful, wealthy person, you'd like to get that free cup of coffee, you know, through your rewards card, just like an unbanked person needs to. So I think that, you know, the quick service restaurants have become a big focal point of ours because it gets us massive repetitive consumer engagement, which ultimately will lead to mobile commerce. And so it's kind of a holistic approach. It's in the early days. And so I think we'll see, you know, great progress in the next 2 years, just kind of like, you know, before the smartphone revolution, there was just lots of talk about it and nobody really believed that there'd ever be activities on a mobile phone. I know because I've been at this for a long time and I've been rejected 1,000 times with people saying that my thoughts and notions regarding commerce on a phone were just ridiculous. So it's great and it's exciting. And, you know, we certainly embrace everybody that's having success in their own vertical. We think it's all good for the industry.
Well, I can't imagine that anyone's going to dismiss your conversation now about commerce on mobile. And certainly you've been quiet up to this point. I think there's going to be a lot more written and discussed about Mozito and its impact in the mobile commerce arena. Congratulations again, Michael. Really impressive move and impressive platform and ecosystem that you're building. Best of luck to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, again, you know, we've been a quiet company because we're blessed with great partners. You know, Wellington Capital is, you know, to me, the greatest partner any company in the world could have. They're very quiet and very substantive and thoughtful and a tremendous resource. And they've been very, very helpful in, you know, forming, you know, our thought process and our execution. And we have a wonderful relationship with them and, of course, MasterCard. So we're, you know, we're blessed with some great partners and have developed some great key learning through the process. And so it's been a very, very good learning experience and continues to be. And I'm really excited about what the future holds over the next 36 months.
Well, 2015 is going to be a phenomenal year. 2014 has been a phenomenal year. So the best is yet to come. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you so much.